an amazing network of caves that apparently were used by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda has been discovered in Pakistan. They were dug into the Rocky Mountains close to the Afghan border, and they still found bedding and mattresses inside. That's how recently they'd been used. To give us details, we have the BBC's Shoaib Hassan with us from Islamabad. Good morning.
Good evening, Celeste. It's quite late over here.
Well, so how tell me, what did they discover inside these caves?
Well, they found bedding, they found clothes from the Taliban fighters. I think they found some weapons as well, although the army didn't display that to the journalists who were taken over there. But they found a lot of odds and ends. But basically, they found a lot of caverns and caves that were in use by the Taliban as late as a few days ago. These caves were captured on Tuesday, the 2nd of March, by the Pakistan army in an ongoing operation against the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda in the Bajor tribal region. That's right next to the border with Afghanistan.
We've heard a lot about some top Taliban and Al-Qaeda officials that have been captured by Pakistan. Could these caves have been discovered because of information they gleaned from captured officials?
Well, not really. I mean, the existence of the caves themselves was known to the officials for several years, but this is the first time that journalists and, I think, army officials were actually able to get inside. The militants had dug in an enormous series of interconnected tunnels to connect these caves and to use them as bunkers, as fortified bunkers, as places to for rest and recuperation while fighting the Pakistan army along the border with Afghanistan, and especially in this region, which is quite important in the current scenario as the United States gears up to fight the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Okay, that's Shoaib Hassan. He's a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Islamabad. We actually have video of those Al-Qaeda caves on our website at thetakeaway.org.